All right, so, get ready to dive in because we're tackling digital twins today.
Okay.
And you sent us a ton of material on Matterport.
Yes.
And it's really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It's that feeling when you're looking for an apartment online and you find one that have like the virtual tour and you can actually like picture yourself in the space.
Right.
That's kind of what this is like, but on a much bigger level.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what Matterport's doing, taking these complex spaces, your office, building a factory floor, even a whole city block. And they can recreate them digitally with such detail. Like, imagine holding a perfect 3D replica in your hand, being able to zoom in on a doorknob or see how the light hits the furniture. I mean, that's the power of this technology.
I have to admit, when I first heard digital twin, I think I was picturing something out of like The Matrix, But it's so interesting to see how Matterport is using this for like real world applications.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just the visuals, which are really impressive. But remember, you were saying how you wished those virtual tours could tell you the square footage or let you like rearrange the furniture?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Well, Matterport is using AI to do exactly that.
Hold on. So they've actually taught this technology to understand what it's seeing.
Exactly.
That's
It's
wild.
like they're giving these digital twins a brain. Think of all the information in a building, right? The layout, the materials, even the equipment. Matterport's AI can actually identify these things, measure them, even predict when something might need maintenance. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, so this is where it gets really, really cool because now we're talking about this gold mine of information that could
Absolutes.
be used in so many different industries.
You got it. And the applications are incredibly diverse. Let's start with real estate, something that probably comes to mind immediately.
Of course.
Matterport actually says that their tech can increase sales by 14%.
Wow.
It makes sense when you think about it. Who wants to go to a million open houses when you can just visit them all online?
On your own time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, for buyers and for real estate agents, it's got to be a game changer.
Totally. And it's not just about selling properties either. Imagine being able to manage a whole bunch of buildings all from wherever you are. Wow.
Matterport talks about how their platform integrates with Amazon Web Services, so you have real-time data
Oh, wow.
about everything from energy usage to potential maintenance issues.
So you're saying instead of waiting for something to like totally break, you can just check your digital twin and see, oh, there's a leaky pipe in that building across town.
That's the idea.
That's incredible. Talk about being efficient and saving a lot of money.
Absolutely.
It'd be like having X-ray vision for your entire business. That's so cool. And you know what's funny? You were saying before how my city's trying to improve its disaster preparedness plan. Well, what if you could create a digital twin of the entire city?
Oh, you know, it's funny you should mention that
Really?
because it's already happened.
Wait, seriously? A digital twin of a whole city? Yeah, Matterport's technology isn't limited to just, one building or one structure. They can actually stitch together scans to create these massive interconnected models. So think about it this way. Imagine being able to see what would happen if a hurricane hit, or a flood, or even an
And
earthquake.
you'd be using this digital trend to see how the city would be affected.
Exactly. You could pinpoint the most vulnerable areas, maybe test out different evacuation routes, really streamline those emergency response efforts.
So it's basically like taking those simulations, like in SimCity,
Yeah.
and actually using them in the real world to keep people safe.
Exactly. And it's not just for disaster preparedness either.
Okay.
Think about construction. Remember that example in the materials about how this tech is helping these projects stay on track and avoid delays?
You know, it's funny because I've always wondered how those big construction projects ever get finished on time.
Right.
There's just so much
It's
going
like a
on.
huge juggling act. But now imagine if everyone working on that project had access to the same up-to-date digital twin, the architects, the engineers, even the
They could
contractors.
all be on the same page.
Exactly. And they could track the progress remotely, double check that everything's matching the plans, even spot potential problems, like, before they become huge setbacks.
So no more of those, oops, we built this wall in the wrong place moments.
Yeah, that's the hope.
That's amazing. And you know what this reminds me of? You know those old school blueprints they used to use?
Yeah.
It's like taking those stacks and stacks of paper and turning them into this 3D model that everyone can actually interact with.
That's a great way to put it. And remember all that data we were talking about?
Yeah.
Imagine using the digital twin to keep an eye on energy use.
Okay.
You could adjust the lighting, the temperature, even know when equipment needs to be replaced.
So it's not just about building things better, but also about making sure they run more efficiently.
Exactly. And that leads us to an even bigger point. What if we could use this technology to create a more sustainable future right from the start?
It's like we're not just copying what we have, but using it to like imagine and build a better future.
Yeah, and it's not limited to just, you know, making buildings greener.
Okay.
Remember that company and the materials that used Matterport to cut down on those in-person inspections?
Yeah.
Think about it. Less travel, less driving, just from using the digital twin.
It's like the technology itself is helping us be more sustainable.
Exactly. And it's about thinking about it at every step. You know, from design to construction to operations, even to demolition.
Demolition. Yeah.
Yeah. Like imagine if you could virtually dismantle a building before you even swing a wrecking ball.
Oh, wow.
You could see where the hazardous materials are, plan out the recycling. It's pretty cool.
That's really interesting. We've covered so much, you know, real estate facilities management, construction, even city planning.
Yeah.
But what about things like historical preservation? You sent that article about ancient Rome.
Oh, yeah, using digital twins to basically recreate history.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Imagine walking through a perfect 3D Colosseum.
Wow.
As it was like 2,000 years ago, or exploring Pompeii, you know, frozen in time.
That'd be incredible. You know, it's funny. We've talked about so much.
Yeah.
But it still feels like we're just scratching the surface. It's like when the internet first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew how much it would change things.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this so cool, you know?
Yeah.
It could change not just certain industries, but the way we do everything.
How we live, how we work, even just how we experience the world.
Precisely.
So if you're listening, think about it. How could digital twins impact your life? Because it doesn't matter if you're in business or education or healthcare or just curious about the future, this technology is something to keep an eye on. And that wraps up another deep dive.
This is a good one.
We'll be back next time with a brand new topic, ready to unpack even more ideas and insights. Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.